Please pray with me. Lord Jesus Christ, Son of David, open the eyes of our faith that we might see you as you truly are, and show us your mercy. Amen. I've been listening to a lot of AM radio lately, and the other day I was listening to the local Catholic radio station, AM 990, and the talk show host asked the question, "What is faith?" Now my first thought was, oh, I hope no one ever asked me that question during coffee hour. It sounds like a simple question, but is it? My second thought was, well, Hebrews chapter 11, verse 1. And that was exactly where the talk show host went. In Hebrews chapter 11, verse 1, the author defines faith as the assurance of things hoped for, the conviction of things not seen. It's kind of the classical biblical definition of faith. But I thought to myself, is that enough? Would that satisfy a person who is looking for a serious, deep answer about faith? And while Hebrews 11:1 might provide a quick definition, I really don't think it is sufficient. So I started thinking, what is faith? What can I say about faith? How are we going to define faith? The entirety of Hebrews chapter 11 is actually about faith. And in that chapter, the author of the book of Hebrews gives examples from the Old Testament of what faith is. The author goes back to the very beginning of creation and speaks of the whole of the Old Testament story up until the time of the last prophets, speaking about men and women and how they lived by faith. The author tells us that by faith we understand that God made the worlds. He tells us that by faith Abel offered his first sacrifice, that Noah built the ark by faith, that Abraham and Sarah traveled to unknown worlds or unknown countries by faith, and that by faith they awaited the child that God had promised them in their old age. Abraham offered up his son Isaac in faith. Moses led the people of Israel by faith. Rahab, Gideon, Samson, David, Samuel, and all these others did amazing things by faith. Many others were tortured. Some were sawn in two. Many were killed by the sword. Many were mocked and beaten because of their faith. Some wandered in deserts and in mountains, destitute, losing everything because of faith. It seems then that faith is something that we do, and something that, if we're doing it right, might likely get us into trouble. But the author of Hebrews also tells us this: without faith, it is impossible to please God, for whoever would approach him must believe that he exists and that he rewards those who seek him. We see, therefore, that faith is necessary and that God rewards faith. For the author of Hebrews, all these examples of faith point to one thing: Jesus Christ, whom he calls the pioneer and perfecter of our faith. The object of faith, even for the heroes of the Old Testament, was the Messiah, Jesus. They were commended for their faith, but they did not receive what was promised to them. God was to provide something better. God would provide something better, something all of us could share in, from creation up even to us today: wholeness through faith in Jesus Christ. This brings me to today's gospel reading from Mark. Today's gospel is about faith, and it got me wondering about Bartimaeus and what Bartimaeus would say about faith. How would he answer the question, what is faith? Now Bartimaeus was sitting by the road one day, looking for help, and he heard a great noise. And he got excited when he heard that Jesus was nearby. And why not? Bartimaeus knew who Jesus was, and he knew what Jesus could do, and Bartimaeus had faith. Faith that Jesus Christ could heal him in both body and in soul. We don't know how long Bartimaeus had been blind, or why he went blind in the first place, but it no doubt reduced him to a life of poverty and begging. We also don't know how he knew about Jesus, but that he knew about Jesus is evident from the text. Bartimaeus is one of the few people in the Gospels who refers to Jesus as the Son of David, which is a messianic title. Thus, Bartimaeus had faith that Jesus was the promised Messiah. Bartimaeus also had faith that Jesus could heal him, and so he was relentless. He kept shouting for Jesus, shouting that Jesus would show him mercy, even after they tried to shut him up. Jesus, Son of David, show me mercy. He said it over and over. And finally, when Jesus called him, Bartimaeus left everything he had, and he jumped up and got to Jesus as quickly as he could. Jesus asked Bartimaeus what he could do for him, and Bartimaeus said he wanted to see again. Jesus said, "Go. Your faith has made you whole." Immediately, Bartimaeus could see, but he did not go. He ended up following Jesus. So what would Bartimaeus say? How would he answer the question, "What is faith?" How are you going to answer the question? How am I going to answer the question? Thinking about faith is something that keeps me up at night. It distracts me from my work. It stops me from finishing my work sometimes. Is faith selling all my possessions and walking the earth? Maybe. Is faith taking a vow of celibacy? I certainly hope not. Is faith healing the blind? Why not? Is faith loving the unlovable and doing unto others and turning the other cheek? Absolutely. Is faith forgiving those who trespass against us? No doubt about it. We could go on and on. We're not likely to come to a simple definition of faith during a sermon or during coffee hour. It's a long conversation, conversation that's been going on for a long time, and I suspect will continue for a long time. We could say more, but I want to go back to Bartimaeus and the question I haven't yet answered. What would Bartimaeus say? What would Bartimaeus, the one who was blind but could see Jesus, what would he say? How would he answer the question, "What is faith?" I don't know how he would answer the question. And maybe it's just because of the mood I'm in and where I am right now. I don't think he would answer the question. All I think he would give us is a beginning, a recognition, everything that we really need. What is faith? Lord Jesus Christ, Son of David, show me mercy. Lord Jesus Christ, Son of David, show me mercy. Lord Jesus Christ, Son of David, show me mercy. Amen.